This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The talks between the United States and Iran have begun in Pakistani capital Islamabad. Iran's state-run news agency IRNA confirmed that three-party talks with the U.S., Iran and Pakistan has begun after a reduction in Israeli strikes on southern Lebanon and other preconditions being met. Iran's semi-official Tasnim news agency reported that key issues on the agenda include efforts to implement a ceasefire in Lebanon, the release of Iranian assets held by the U.S. and discussions on the Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, Iran's first vice president, Mohammad Reza Arif, has warned that no agreement would be reached if the United States prioritizes Israel's interests during the talks. The negotiations come as Iranian delegation led by Parliament Speaker Mohammad Baqir Qalibaf and a U.S. delegation led by Vice President J.D. Vance arrived in Islamabad today for talks to end the hostilities in the West Asia. The government has said that domestic LPG cylinder deliveries remain normal and over 51.5 lakh cylinders were delivered yesterday. In a statement, Petroleum and Natural Gas Ministry said enforcement actions continue across the country to curb hoarding and black marketing of LPG. More than 3,400 raids were conducted across the country yesterday. PSU oil marketing companies have strengthened surprise inspections and imposed penalties on 214 LPG distributorships and suspended 55. About 1,05,000 free trade LPG cylinders were sold across the country. Campaigning for the assembly elections in West Bengal has reached feverish pitch, with top leaders from all major political parties addressing rallies across districts. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held three rallies today in Katwa, Jangipur and Kushmandi. He accused the Trinamool Congress of corruption and misrule, promising a transparent administration if BJP comes to power. Mr. Modi also pledged equal rights through a uniform civil code. Mr. Modi alleged that TMC's 15-year rule has given nothing but fear to every citizen of Bengal.
भारत विकसित हो ये हम सभी का संकल्प है लेकिन भारत तभी विकसित होगा जब हमारा बंगाल भी विकसित होगा बंगाल से बाहर इसलिए नहीं जीत पाती क्योंकि इनके पास कोई विचार नहीं है कोई नीति नहीं है.
Addressing public meetings in Midnapur and Jhargram, Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee accused the BJP of plotting to divide Bengal through NRC and religious polarization. TMC General Secretary Abhishek Banerjee joined rallies in Birbhum and a roadshow in East Burdwan. CPIM leaders also addressed rallies in support of the party candidates. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that 345 Indian fishermen have been safely evacuated from Iran to India through Armenia. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar expressed his gratitude to the government of Armenia and Foreign Minister Ararat Mirzoyan for their support in the safe evacuation of Indian fishermen from Iran. An Indian-born female cheetah has given birth to four cubs in the wild at Kuno National Park, Madhya Pradesh. Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupendra Yadav, has described the development as a historic milestone in the country's cheetah conservation journey. In a social media post, Mr. Yadav said that the female cheetah, Gamini KGP-12, aged about 25 months and part of the second generation born in India, successfully delivered four cubs under natural conditions. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad have set a target of 220 runs for Punjab Kings in Mullapur, New Chandigarh. Chasing the target, Punjab Kings were 209 for 4 in 17.4 overs when reports last came in. Put into bat, Sunrisers Hyderabad scored 219 runs for the loss of 6 wickets in their allotted 20 overs. Shuttler Ayush Shetty has stormed into the final of the Badminton Asia Championships, assuring at least a silver medal with a remarkable three-game victory over top seed and defending champion Kunlavut Viditsaran today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.